dictatorship, mm-hmm. like a corporate dictatorship. That's really interesting.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, I think it's interesting when you say, like, the little bits of, like freedom that we still have. You know, like, people, like, go out and protest. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to directly change, but you're doing, you, something bad happens or something's going on that you disagree with, you want to do something, right? You know, I feel like the same thing is, you know, like at work. You know, everyone who works here, this business is our livelihood, you know, so if we all just sat around and it did nothing, then it would be nothing and we would get nothing out of it. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, we all need to feed ourselves. We all want to, you know, like, live okay lives. And so we, you know, the only thing we have to do to make that happen is make this business successful. And so I feel like everyone feels very motivated. It's another thing that I say to people, like, why, you know, I think you talk about the bike shops in Baltimore. We definitely have the best reputation for being very friendly, very welcoming to customers, very, you know, helpful, and I think it's because everyone who works here knows that that customer experience ultimately results in dollars in our bank account, and we share that bank account. So, you know, everyone's motivated to make sure that people have a good experience and they keep coming back to us, because they're not just some kid who was hired to do 3 months this summer and then go back to college next year. You know, like, who doesn't really, at the end of the day, really care about this customer or their experience. You know, for us, the model is completely different, and I think it translates as far as, like, people's experience of, you know, this business.
That's totally interesting, because I always think about, on the way here, I went to Chipotle.